You're listening to Across the Park with Joel Kasem, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad. Welcome to Across the Park, a very multi-award-winning sports show. I'm Joel Kasem, and joining me to talk all things cricket, NRL, NRLW, AFLW, and whatever else we feel like are my dear acquaintances, Gabby Morris and Mick Rad.
Hey. Hello.
Here we are.
Here we are, back into the world of doing the show via the internet.
I hate the word, the new normal, but this is it. This is just what happens now.
Yeah. Which word do you hate in that sentence?
The.
Normal's pretty bad. I mean, to be honest, Mick, I think we're glad that we're separated, right?
Why? But I love you guys. Mwah, 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 mwah. Yes, yes.
So, we're gonna, straight off the bat, we'll get into it.
Let's give the people topic. A reason.
We need, yeah.
Let's get the elephant out of the room.
We are no longer the, what did I call us? The pure bloods.
No.
Yes. When the apocalypse comes and everybody who's had coronavirus burns into a fiery pit, I'll be one of them.
Ah.
Because, yes, I am dirty. I am unclean. I am too striped. I am, what's the word? I don't know. I'm infected, guys. I'm infected. And
to be honest, Mick, I'm surprised that you got this far. I really am surprised you got this far.
Me too, Gabby. I was sort of thought I was Superman or something, you know. I was avoiding it. I was just like, pew, pew, you know, like Matrix where the bullets are coming at Neo. And it's like, whoa, whoa. And at the end, one just goes poof, right in his face. Yeah. That's me.
Where do you think live music? What do you reckon?
Thing that I've been looking forward to for about 9 months, and it was called the King Street Carnival. And this event started last Friday, like live music all over King Street. Everywhere was like pumping. It was so exciting stuff. I've been so looking forward to it. I went to this big secret gig on Friday night. Shouts to Horror Show and Elephant Tracks. And it turns out that about at least half a dozen to 10 people who went to that show have got it. And people that I know, it's just like, gone, all these people who've dodged it and avoided it for so long all wanted to go to this gig so badly that when they were there they all just went and that's it. So
but worth it.
Oh my god, 100%, 1,000,000% worth it. I mean, obviously I feel okay. Good. And I'm not sick, and hopefully I haven't passed it to other people. I mean, my wife hasn't got it yet, so I obviously haven't been close enough to her yet or coughing enough, but you know, like I'm it was worth going to the gig. I'm okay. I'll be fine. And, you know, in a week I can say I'm immune for at least a month.
Yeah. That's right. You can't get it twice, can you, Mick?
Well, I wish that was the case. Yeah. But anyway, it's all good. It's just weird to have something that people have been talking about for like 2 years, you know, like to go, oh, you finally get it and you go, oh, this is it. This is the thing. This is the thing that's screwed up this frigging world. And it's like, you know, it's so weird. Anyway, hopefully when you guys get it, you'll not die.
Thank you. That is very kind of you to say.
Love that. Love that. Well, that's good. And that's why we're, you know, being safe, doing it via Zoom, via the internet, Mix in the isolation, the comfort of his, I would say, it looks a bit denny in there. Like it looks a bit stinky and like it looks like a little bit of a den.
Yeah, Julia's avoiding the view. She's like, oh, it smells down there. I'm like, what?
Yeah, yeah. It's not just COVID, it's just you.
I know it smells here where you are. Why does this keep happening? But you're feeling better, and that's the main thing, Mick.
I think so. I think I'll be fine. I'll be back to action next week. More gigs. Yeah, I miss a gig. I miss lots of gigs. I miss sport.
Thing.
I miss work. But, you know, I'll be fine. It's not that terrible. How are you guys?
Oh, Gabby, we've...
At this point.
Oh, there she is.
You're talking, but your mouth, nothing was coming out of your mouth. What are you saying, Gab?
Oh, the joys of the internet. I think I need to get Elon Musk's satellite. I think that's what I need to get. Supposedly that's where it's at.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Good, great. Are we going to do the segment of, you know, good, bad, the surprise?
Please do.
Well, guys, so we do this new segment, goal, own goal, streaker. Goal means great thing that has happened to you in the week. Own goal, terrible thing. Streaker is the surprise. This week, I'm going to go the other way around. I'm going to start with the streaker. Ooh. Last night, I'm staying at my parents' house. They live on a little bit of land on the northern beaches, coming home late at night, and this rooster was crossing the road. And
why? I was just, why?
Like, exactly. And my partner was like, let's save it. And I was like, we're absolutely not saving the rooster. Like, get back in the car. Anyway, it pecked her. So she was like, okay, we're not saving this rooster. But the next day he was there. And we found out, like, it's just clear he's been dumped on the side of the road. So the goal is that I made friends with him. And I gave him some water and some food. And I got him around to come inside to the property. So now he's inside in our property. So it's been fantastic. I made him a little house.
Okay. Okay. First problem, Gab. You know the first problem, right?
Yeah. Well, I've made him. He's far away from the house, so he can't cock-a-doodle-do.
Okay. Morning. All right.
But I called shelters. Nobody wants a rooster, I found out. Also, they're illegal to have in certain suburban and urban dwellings because they cock-a-doodle-do in the morning. So, I mean, that is the own goal, is that now I've befriended a rooster and he's going to cock-a-doodle-do all morning and I don't know what to do with him. But he's a bloody gorgeous-looking boy. He's a sexy guy. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous golden feathers. He's huge. I reckon he'd be about 10 kilos. He's massive.
Ooh. That gets me thinking.
Yeah, I can think of a couple of places that might want him.
Yeah. So maybe that's my new career. Just
chicken hunter. Gab Morris, chicken hunter. Oh, crikey. Oh. Look at this one. Ooh, beautiful colours going on here. Oh, it gave me a little bit of peck. That's okay. It's just showing his authority.
Yeah, I'll join the Irwins. That's where I need to be. Anyway, that's mine. Joel, Mick, goal, own goal, streaker.
Go, Joel.
Okay, well, my goal this week was... actually, this isn't just this week. This has been happening since, and it just happened then. I'm doing the... So I got... my lovely girlfriend got me an Apple Watch for Christmas.
Joined the side.
I have. And I remember last year, Gab, you were talking about your rings and getting them shut.
My ring holes, yeah.
Closing your ring holes.
Yeah.
I am absolutely smashing my ring hole.
Yeah, but...
They are closing so fast.
We knew you were all about that.
So, I think this is something to be proud of. And each week it's like, do you want to make it longer and more steps and all that sort of stuff? I'm like, sure, why not? Get to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm killing it.
Compete with each other. We can compete smashing each other's ring holes.
It does.
Bloody hell. I knew you Apple users were weird, but this is just next level.
Oh, that's right. You're an Android boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have time for you.
I don't think it's that weird.
Well done, Joel.
Thank you.
Proud of you. Goals.
And Gabby's been talking about, you know, moving a cock around from the street to her parents' place. So that's just my goal. Own goal. I mean, this is a bit unfair considering all the people that are going through absolute hell with floods and stuff at the moment. But I have just realized this morning that my car has got some water damage.
Same.
Oh. Yeah. The carpet in the inside.
It's
the car,
terrible.
Drenched. And now it's going to get smelly.
Yep.
And it's awful. Again,
I've got a plant
nothing compared to what
growing.
Other people are going through. A plant.
I'm not joking. I'll send you the photo. I'll put it up online.
Didn't you spill milk or something in your car?
I've got a farm
There's
going
a whole
on there.
Ecosystem.
I'll put the cock in there as well.
Oh, fertilizer. Oh, good.
I've got a full setup. No, literally a plant's growing out the side of my car. Wow. Unbelievable. But yes, I feel that pain, Joel.
Is that it behind you, Gab? Because it's... It's growing.
Getting out of control. What was the surprise of your week? What was the streaker?
You know what? It is that you and I have come this far, Gab, without getting COVID. 2 years in, and it still hasn't got us. surely we will get it soon now that Mick's had it.
And it's considering getting the case numbers at the moment, I feel like it's circling back again. It's coming back for us. But we'll see. Yeah. I'm trying my best. We're both trying pretty hard, I reckon.
Yes.
Mick, goal, own goal, streaker of the week. I mean,
yeah, mine are pretty obvious. But... pretty obvious. I mean, I like Joel's goal because I don't have rings to fill, but I do have, I'm doing Duolingo and I'm doing French in Duolingo. So I'm doing French every day. And you got to keep your streak up every day by learning French. And it tells you, like, you got a 10, how many days streak of like learning.
How do you say ring holes?
Ring holes. I don't know. My French is pretty bad. Anyway, but no, that's not really my goal. My goal was probably actually getting out to see all those live bands on the weekend. It was getting to go to see them live football, some rugby league. Nice. As a consequence, yes, I got COVID, so that's an own goal. You know, these things are going to happen, but it's fine. And I don't know, a surprise or a streaker is a real tricky one. But this is sort of not really that, but it's really just a shout out to my amazing wife who is not far away, who has been bringing me food, bringing me drinks, bringing me everything I need, telling me to wear a mask if I walk to the kitchen.
but this might just continue on for a while.
But generally just looking after me, and I'm very, very lucky. So, yes,
you are.
She's
very nice.
She's protecting herself and the world from me and my – but I'm actually fine. Like, I'm just sitting here. I've got a window. I've got the internet. I've got you guys. I'm fine.
Exactly.
But, yeah, that's it.
Very good. Very, very good.
Awesome. Indeed. We did it.
We did it.
We made it through that segment. I guess we'll get straight into sport then.
Please do.
Sure.
Mm.
All right. Mick mentioned it. NRL round one started last weekend. It's back. We'll get into AFL soon because that's starting this week.
Yeah.
But the NRL started last week. They say that the grand final is not won in March. They always say that. And that's great because really only one team at the moment could win the grand final. And it's the same team that won the grand final last year, the Penrith Panthers. No one played as well as the Panthers this weekend, last weekend. Mick, you... The Eagles played them in a trial and beat them 28-0, I think, or 30-0.
36-0. Yeah.
36-0.
It was crazy.
Then they
I lost that in my tipping.
Oh, well, I was coming to the tipping, but yes.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, we can do that. I haven't even
checked that. No, sorry.
No, we will because I don't know where we're at. But, yes, they look unbelievable. They look unstoppable. That was – and they are without Nathan Cleary, who I think every game he didn't play last year, which is about three – they lost all three games. Even without him, they were still able to win. So it's...
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. So obviously that was the first game of the week. I was out there at Penrith Stadium. Great crowd. It had stopped raining. The field looked good. It was a frigging big buzz just being at the first game of the season, like flat out. Really enjoyed it. But I tipped Manly. I thought Manly with Jake, you know, Trbojevic there, Tommy and Jake, both of them there, mm-hmm. I thought they're just going to... They're going to surprise Penrith here. They're going to knock them off. Because I think
a lot of people thought that.
But yeah, Penrith just proved, hey, we're not on one man team, and I was really, really surprised. But it was a fun game to be at, and the crowd were excited. Maybe a few Manly fans not so excited because there was a bit of biff out the back afterwards, which you know wasn't great for Penrith. But you know that's why we got the hell out of Dodge after that. So you know that'll happen.
A few other points from last weekend: the Roosters either. We're either completely unprepared.
Roosters. Actually, I think they might be my new favourite team.
Why?
Because of my new rooster friend.
Oh, of course.
She picked up Luke Keary on the side of the road. Got to get... Oh, hello.
Sorry.
Hello.
Spicy.
All the Knights are just going to shock everyone because Roosters got smashed by the Knights. Again, not again. This time I was at this game, Mick, and Roosters looked terrible. From what everyone was expecting, their two halves finally coming together and were just blown out of the park by the Knights, who played fantastic. They scored 4-1. It was, I don't know, everyone's like, oh, this is the Andrew Johns factor now that he's back at Newcastle and working with the team. Maybe they're right. I don't know. But yeah, they looked terrible. There was something else I wanted to point out, but no, that'll do. Anyone else got NRL news?
Your Tigers, Joel.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, just to discuss, obviously they were playing it against the Storm, who haven't lost the first game of the season in 22 years.
Whoa.
Yeah. Make that 23 years because, yeah. I messaged you during the game, Joel, and I said, oh, Tigers, how about them? Going all right? And you're like, nah, they're going to screw it up. Yeah. So such is the confidence of a Tigers fan.
And was I right?
You were completely right because the Tigers did not score any more points, and the Storm sort of finished on top of them. Oh man, this is why I can't be a commentator, Joel. This is why I can't be a commentator.
Oh dear.
Mind you and I have both been in commentary boxes recently, Joel, and there was a commentator on the weekend who said NRL.com. So that was quite funny. We had a jolly laugh.
That sounds like my literal worst nightmare of a website. Couldn't imagine anything worse. No, thank you.
I like to think some of our listeners will be jumping onto that website after the show.
And in the other game, my Eels just scored in a score fest, a try fest.
It was
ridiculous how many points were scored in that game.
Yeah.
Well, 60. It's quite a lot. And the Eels snuck home. Unconvincingly, but lost our winger to a bloody punctured lung. John Russell scored a hat trick in his third try, got knees in the ribs. Like this guy slid in, bang, crunched his.
That's a long recovery there.
Broken rib, punctured lung. He's going to be out for most of the season. So,
not good.
Really sad. So, yeah, anyone want to play wing for the Eels? I think they've got a slot open because they've lost all.
Go to NRL.com and you will find out how to register
your interest. Mick, I don't suppose you happen to have the tips.
Well,
there,
look, here's the problem, kiddies. Like, I've set up a comp, right? It's called Across the Tipping, and I invited both of you two.
Oh, my God, this is what I was trying to tell you. I just created my own tipping account.
I told you to join the comp. We're all in it, so we can see all of our tips.
I couldn't find it.
And I invited you multiple times, both of you.
I was telling you I couldn't find it. This is a disaster. I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't even know what I'm looking at when I get to this website. It's so confusing.
Now, sorry.
I'm just playing with myself.
You didn't do it either, Joel. I sent you a link.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I thought I did it
anyway,
right.
This is terribly boring. We must move on.
Sorry. I'll try and
this
fix
is
it.
How this is, this sure is a real right. representation of this as a sports show. We literally can't even get our shit together to do it.
How many did you pick, by the way, you guys?
I got five.
I got six.
Well, there we go. Gabby is currently leading the comp with six because it was a bloody
hard.
That's
all I wanted to be here for. Yeah.
It was a bloody hard week to pick. I got four.
And that's why guessing is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I like the color of that one. I like the color of that one.
This is what works. This is it. All right. Yeah. Well done, Gab, because you probably beat 99% of other tips from this one.
Definitely. Six is a lot.
Six is massive.
Should have put some money in it.
In the NRLW, there are currently six teams in the comp, but they've just announced that they're going to expand to eight next year and then 10 the following year. The Tigers, Cowboys, Sharks, and Rabbits are all very keen. And also at the end of this year, salaries will be going up by 28% and all players will receive private health insurance to help if they get injured. So,
great.
Yeah, good.
Things are looking up.
And they're getting a salary cap.
The
NRL men's. Which I think it's building up, right? Like there's more interest, there's more money, there's more sponsors, there's more viewers. Yeah. Like it's exciting to
sort of
see where it's all going to go. And how about the game on the weekend? The two big teams, the Broncos and Dragons.
Yeah.
That was huge. Were you going to talk about that?
No.
Oh.
We don't have time. We don't have time.
Fine.
We just don't have time. Okay. Who's next?
Well, AFLW, pretty exciting
on
one side of things, and then not so exciting on the other side. There has been a biosecurity situation.
No,
I didn't lick them. It's pretty hectic. So Collingwood and Brisbane have their AFLW final, and it had to be postponed because over 16 of the players and coaches have tested positive to COVID. They don't have enough. You need at least 16 squad members available for the selection for the match to proceed, and they just don't have that. So yeah, it's pretty, a bit spicy over there. They're probably similar to Mick, just in ISO, trying to deal with their feelings of isolation. So, I mean, I was kind of waiting for this to happen, right, with the spike in cases, and then if teams just kind of all, so I'm surprised it hasn't happened earlier with other teams. But yeah, that's the big final that has to be postponed. I don't know when they're going to do it. They're going to have to see what happens there. But in exciting news, Ruby Sargent Wilson is the first and the youngest, one of the youngest, I think, Sydney Swans female player, awesome. Which is really exciting. She's only 18.
Wow.
That's so she's so made little. History. It's so little. She's from Illawarra, and she's the first woman ever to be signed to play for the Sydney Swans. And yeah, it was extremely exciting. Can't believe it.
Nice.
Such a little baby. And supposedly she's an absolute beast on the field, an extremely good runner. She used to play state netball and touch footy. So I think she's one of those, like, one of those kind of freaky athletes, which is, it's exciting for Sydney Swans. So
yeah, great news for the Swans.
Yeah, very, very good. So that's exciting for the women. And I'm really excited for AFLW. Be great. That's AFLW news. Bit of good, bit of bad.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Gabby.
Mm.
Is it time to talk cricket, Joel?
Not really.
Sure, go for it.
Listen to Gabby. I actually don't listen to Gabby. No, there's a couple of exciting things you might have talked about last week is the fact that Australia is playing Pakistan in the cricket in Pakistan, which like the first time in a long, long time, of course.
Mm.
And the second test is going on right now in Karachi. The game is probably finished. Well, probably finished. The game is definitely finished. By the time this goes to air, you will know who have won the second test. But Australia got 556 runs, like, in the first innings. Pakistan only got 148, and we didn't force the follow-on. Now, Gabby, I know you can just shut up because you don't know what a follow-on is, but a follow-on is something that you do when another team gets such a low score that you just don't bother batting again. You just say, you go out and bat another round because we don't think you're going to get our first innings score.
Whoa.
But Australia... Yeah,
so much confidence.
But for some reason, Australia came back and batted, got 97 runs, and then sent Pakistan back in again. It's just like, what the point? What was the point of that? I don't know. Anyway,
What the point?
So anyway, at this point, we don't know whether Australia or Pakistan won. Australia need to get 8 wickets in the final day to win the test match. The first test was a draw. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, look, I think Pakistan need 263 in the last day. They're not going to get it. It's safe to say they're not going to win.
Hmm.
It's whether it's Australia win or it's a draw. Hopefully they get the wickets. I think the whole point of Pat Cummins saying, no, we won't do the follow-on, we'll go in and bat again, is because he's like, well, I think the pitch is going to really deteriorate over the last couple of days, and then we'll just be able to smash them with wickets because the ball will just be bouncing everywhere. But it hasn't happened. So, again, we're in the past, so we actually don't know. But
I do love the descriptions on Fox Sports. It says, you know, venue this, umpires this, pitch state deteriorating, weather hot. It's like, that's so much information, but it's pretty straightforward. Hot, deteriorating pitch in Pakistan.
I mean, yeah.
Great stuff.
Yes. Also, in the 50-over Women's World Cup, Australia have won all 4 of their games so far. Woo. They just beat the West Indies by 7 wickets. So they're well on top of their ladder, of their pool, I should say.
Yeah.
AFL has started. It actually kicked off on Wednesday. We are so far behind again. We don't know who's won.
No.
But the Demons and Bulldogs, last year's grand finalists, will be the first game at the MCG. So always good to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Big teams this year, D's and Dogs again, I think, and the Lions are all favourites.
Mm. I've got a membership again. So okay.
That'd be good.
See if I actually go.
Well, Gabs, I'll be at the GWS Swans game this weekend.
And I'll be at the Swans game the week after. And one of those games, my buddy Franklin's sure to kick his 1,000th.
So he's 1,000. He's 5 goals short of 1,000, which only 5 players have ever done in the AFL, VFL
era.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's the word. So yeah, 5 goals short. He may get it this weekend. He may get it next weekend. Mick, you were saying hopefully next weekend, not just because you're going to be there, but also because it's a Swans home game.
Exactly.
Whereas
maybe I'll go. I should go.
You should go, Gabby. I'll be there.
Mick will be there. He won't say hi, but he will be there.
I don't want him to say hi.
Oh,
with all I still want him. 1.5, so you can wave.
I'll be the cleanest I'll ever be.
Cleanest. Yeah, regardless.
Oh.
All right. No other news? Because we'll get into a game.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Game time.
It's game time.
Time for a game. Okay, fellas.
Ooh.
Number one. Why are the Sydney Roosters called the Sydney Roosters?
This is topical.
That's a good question. Because they're from Sydney. Ding.
Good. No, good guess.
Because it crossed the road.
Another terrible guess. So, there's two theories. One was that because they were from the east and that's when the sun rises and the rooster crows.
That's a terrible theory.
The other theory, well, there's the other
one. There's no answer. There's just theories.
The other one was that they the team V came derived from a French team. And then it kind of looked like a cock that they had also on their jersey. So they were called the Sydney Roosters. Moving on, next question. How many grand finals have the Roosters played?
Played.
Can we get a ballpark here?
Have they played like...
It'd be like yes, it's 30, the whole point of this game. 30 plus.
20.
Grand finals. How many grand finals have the Roosters been in and played?
25.
32.
8.
What? Wow.
Yeah. A rooster.
I guess that's...
Yeah. We'll be way off. I think I was thinking Rabbitohs. The Rabbitohs have played like 20, 30. I don't know.
Rabbitohs have won the most.
Hmm.
Moving on to question number 3, please, boys. A rooster, also known as a cockerel, a cock, or in some breeds, a stag, is something blank. Chicken. What? Is a blank chicken.
Male chicken. Is that it?
At least you got that right.
Oh, right. Okay.
Was there more to that question?
No,
or was that it?
Just a male chicken.
Oh, that was it.
Okay.
So well done. You guys seem to know a little bit about roosters, but not that much.
I know this is for another day, but I always like that male animals are always a lot more glorious, fabulous looking than female animals.
Not always.
Speak for yourself.
I'd say
but yes, human. They're quite stunning and like flamboyant and gorgeous.
Like they're just big show-offs. The moment.
And they do little dances and try their best to, you know, woo the female.
Yeah. Like a peacock.
Yes. Yep.
What is this show, man?
Oh, man. Anyway.
Informative as ever. Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Yeah. How are we going to fill in the last minute and a half?
Well, don't we have promos we're supposed to play, Joel?
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Better play the promo.
Better play a promo. Also, listen in next week. We're going to be talking about sport, some sport, and some more sport. And potentially the friendship that Gabby has made with a rooster.
Well, it's the only cock you're bringing home.
At least I haven't got one on my head.
Oh, wow. What a program.
Have we really just...
I feel like also when we do this on Zoom, like we're even more naughty. Like we just are like fucking little dickheads on Zoom at home. Like there's no like professionalism at all.
I don't mind. When was the last time we were all in the studio though? I can't even remember.
It was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I thought we'd...
Oh, really? All three?
We did do one.
Oh. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, like a month ago.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll happen again.
Yeah. Soon. All right. Let's wrap it up.
Good.
Nice to see you both.
Yeah,
get well soon, Mick.
Thanks.
You too, Gab.
Yeah, thank you. Hopefully. So, wait, what was the go with next week again, Joel?
Can we talk about this when we're not on air?
We're not on air.
We are. This is going to air. Say bye. Bye.
Bye.
Now we're at 30. I can stop it.
Sporty.
Why would you do that after the 30? And all that time.